Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I can't believe I cried over what? That made me cry what? Welcome to John and Tammy in the morning.
Producer Tanya is joining us in the studio because she cried over salsa.
I did.
Salsa.
Yes.
Okay, well, I want to hear what kind of salsa you cried over.
Okay, so I love all salsa, but the one that I was really wanting that day, and actually my entire pregnancy, is it's a pepita salsa from Trader Joe's.
Okay.
Pepitas, I think, are pumpkin seeds, right?
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. I was wondering if they were the same thing as pumpkin seeds or something else, because I've bought them.
No, it's a pumpkin seed salsa, or is this name pepitas?
There's pumpkin seeds in the salsa.
Gotcha. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, okay. It is so good.
And you've been craving it?
I have been craving it, and this is how good it is. When I go to the store, I buy two, so that one is already in my cupboard, okay, just in case
sure.
That first one goes really quick.
Do you eat it in the car, or do you at least wait till you get home? Be honest.
I wait till I get home.
Okay.
Your baby's going to know you're lying.
No, I promise you I'm not lying. It's
okay.
Too messy.
Okay.
But the problem was that I went to Trader Joe's and I bought tortilla chips and I said, oh my gosh, it's going to go so good with the salsa at home.
They were out.
Get home.
Oh.
We don't have any.
But and you were just there.
No. Usually every time I go to Trader Joe's, I buy two.
Mm-hmm. But you forgot.
I didn't have any, and I thought I did.
As God is my witness,
crying.
She's about to start crying right now. Look at you.
So you're so excited, you're running into the house, you're ripping open that bag of chips, and you go to your fridge, it isn't there.
It wasn't there.
I have one in the cupboard.
Right.
And you went to the cupboard and...
Nothing. And of course I went to my husband. I'm like, you ate it. You ate it. I know you did. And he, a poor guy, he didn't. We just didn't have any.
You just ran out. But you killed him with your eyes.
I sure did. And I threw a tantrum and I started crying and I felt really... really stupid, and then I went to the bathroom and I cried there.
You cried over what? 833-287-1037. Hey, by the way, Nicole's in Chula Vista can completely relate to the exact story that you just shared, Tanya.
It was actually over hot Cheetos and squeezy cheese. My kids finished the squeezy cheese when I was pregnant with my other kids.
And you were so upset while pregnant that your kids ate your squeezy cheese on top of hot flaming Cheetos that you started crying?
Yes.
I don't know, guys. Can we qualify this as a silly cry?
I think it's a pregnancy cry is exactly what it is. It's totally hormone, emotional. I don't want to say crazy because I don't mean it that way, but I know the feeling, too. It doesn't make any sense.
Meanwhile, I'm still back on the squeezy cheese. I didn't even know they made that stuff.
Oh, still.
Like,
yeah.
Like easy cheese, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know the cheese that comes inside the can?
Oh, yeah.
It's probably horrible for you. Completely fake cheese.
No, not probably. Definitely and completely fake. 100%. You know, as a Wisconsinite, Tammy can't even go to that section of the store.
Yeah, right.
It's not
allowed.
Even real cheese. But you can relate to that, right?
Oh, absolutely. I feel her pain. I want to cry for her.
Speaking of pain, poor JJ, your husband, in a fetal position at home.
God forbid.
I bet you you'll run out of 1,000 things in your house, but never that salsa again.
Oh, no. No, we have. We probably have like 3 right now.
Yeah.
Just
okay.
In case.
I'm down with all of what you just said.
Yeah.
If I go to Trader Joe's and they don't have their chicken salad there, it's anarchy.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you know I was coming? All right, Kaylin and Del Mar, you got a silly cry for us?
I do, unfortunately. I was walking around a mall and I went into the store and I saw a really tiny baby sock. Like, it was the smallest baby sock I've ever seen in my life. And it was so small that I cried about it.
You cried because it was just a tiny little baby sock. Were you pregnant or just really sensitive to tiny little feet?
No, I've just never seen a sock that small. It just made me think about the foot it was on, and I just cried.
Aww. That's a really sweet story.
I cried too. We're all crying now.
I love the fact that you don't have to be pregnant, though,
yep,
to admit to a silly cry like
right?
that. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
All right, Krista is in Lakeside. Krista, when's the last time you had a good old silly cry?
When I was pregnant with my now 8-year-old, I was addicted to cucumber, ranch, and pepper.
Okay.
Cucumbers, ranch, and pepper. Do you mean black pepper or do you mean the vegetable pepper?
Black pepper. Like black pepper.
Gotcha.
And I ran out. I couldn't find it. My sister had moved it from one cupboard to the other and I didn't know it. So I'm in the kitchen freaking out because I needed the pepper for my cucumbers, ranch. I go outside and my neighbor's like, what's wrong? I said, I ran out of pepper.
You're probably the first person I know that went to the neighbors to borrow a little pepper for a craving.
But I was crying like my eyes out and I went outside and she was like, what's wrong? Like it was like so dramatic.
Yeah. Oh, that's
it was,
funny.
It was to you.
It was.
Thank you very much. Oh, in Cal State San Marcos. Boy, talk my daughter as much as I could this weekend. She will not transfer. Let's go to Frankie. Hi, Frankie. What's the last silly cry you had?
I cried over ice water.
Go on.
Okay.
I was working at Starbucks at the time, and I brought home caffeinated beverage and an ice water because I had to head straight to a birthday party right after. I get home, put my ice water on the table, go to take a shower, get ready for this party. I come out, and my mom had drank all of it, and I just started bawling.
Oh, man.
Were all the faucets in your home that disperse water not working that day?
Here's the thing. Starbucks ice water is the best water in the entire world.
Wow. Is that right? Good to know. Is that kind of like the Diet Coke at McDonald's?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Exactly.
I keep hearing like Diet Coke fanatics. The best Diet Coke in the history is the stuff that comes out of the tap at McDonald's. Yeah. And it turns out that that's true because Diet Coke's got a dealio with McDonald's.
Well, they triple filter it is what I hear.
Triple filter, Tammy.
Okay. All right.
Let those other crappy coffee houses double filter. Starbucks triple filters.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.